We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We're the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie Show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep, a Milwaukee Bucks podcast and proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am Ty Windisch. I am here, as always, with the extravagant Rohan Kadi to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. Rohan, how's it going?
Extravagant's a fun word. I like that. I feel like I haven't commented on the adjectives in a bit, but no, I really like that one. I'm doing well. Shout out Kevin Arnovitz. it's going okay. We're ramping up. The season is like... In 2 weeks, we have a freaking preseason game on Saturday.
Oh my god, my goodness! That isn't it like the Pacers twice, or is it the Pelicans?
No, it's the Mavericks. The Mavericks.
Okay, that was close. Oh, I still can't believe the season is actually here, or basically here. It's going to be here soon. The Bucks are in training camp. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Before that, we're going to talk a bunch about Giannis because, like, I mean, rightfully so. Like, every time I run into someone who is like, you know, tangentially aware of what's going on with the Bucks and what I do vis-a-vis this podcast, of course, like, that's what they're talking about, asking me about, everything. We'll get into it. There's no big news, but we'll get into it anyway because, as I said before the pod, no news is kind of news at this point as we get closer and closer to deadline day for Giannis signing ye olde Supermax. But first, I want to do something I teased Rohan about before this. I want to reveal the story behind something. So remember when I told you that the Bucks had signed Mario Hezonja and we decided I had a fever dream?
Yes.
I didn't have a fever dream.
Wait, what?
I legit just completely confused Nick Stauskas for Mario Hezonja.
Okay.
And I only know this because someone, I think Tate in the Discord, I believe, like, was listing off a bunch of guys who he's seen in the clips and the picture. I think just by then it was the pictures. And he was like, whatever, Diakite, I haven't seen Adams, I don't think I've seen Stauskas. And I was like, LMAO Stauskas. And he was like, yeah, I think he was out of the league for a little while. And I was like, wait, what? wait, didn't he just get traded? And then I realized that I just totally forgot that Mario Hezonja and Nick Stauskas are different people. So that's the explanation behind me thinking Mario Hezonja was a Buck. Nick Stauskas, temporarily a Buck, though.
Yeah, he will be for at least maybe a week.
Yeah, about that. Whenever
about
training
a week.
Camp, whenever camp officially
enjoy
ends.
Enjoy your time in Milwaukee, Nick Stauskas. Yeah.
Could be a member of the Herd if the Herd have a season later. We'll see on that.
Yeah, which we, again, have no news on whether
no,
they're going to be.
Absolutely no news.
I don't know if
I've asked questions.
Let's talk about that for a sec. I don't think we've ever mentioned the G League bubble, and I don't think a lot of people are actually aware of it.
So I just want the rumored G League bubble, because I don't think we've gotten like anything official yet. Like, I don't think the G League itself or the NBA speaking on behalf of the G League or whatever has said anything. So there was a rumor that there's going to be a bubble in Atlanta for like 12 games and teams could pay $500K to take part. And the only news I've seen since then is, I think, Miami and Boston both saying they wouldn't do it. Have you seen anything else?
I believe that's the only news I've seen as well.
So nobody is confirmed or even rumored to want to do it. Two teams are already out. No word on the Bucks. I've heard leaning no. I've heard they're leaning no to the Herd, but that is not. That's just like I don't know. It's not. Don't source me on that. Don't source me on that. Don't aggregate this. If the aggregators are listening, don't take this one. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything concrete yet. I also heard the deadline was like last Friday.
Last Friday was reported.
I just think like the teams didn't decide yet or something. I don't know.
And they extended the deadline.
You know, I wonder if they're actually. I don't think. This also is not sourced. I don't think it's going to happen. Personally,
yeah, I think there's too many moving parts.
I think teams don't want to lose money on the G League, despite each getting $30 million in cold hard cash, according to Sports Business Journal. Because I guess the NBA, as you remarked before the pod, just has $900 million laying around
just
somewhere.
Just casually, just to give out.
Oh, do you guys, let me reach in the couch. Oh, with $30 million, is that going to, okay, go ahead. Yeah,
you, so, you can take that. So Denver,
one,
I don't know.
Is that one, help me with 1/60th of that? Would it be the cost of the G League thing per team?
1/60th of 30 million?
30 million? Yeah. So I guess that's too much to pony up. I don't know. But in fairness, and I never want to do in fairness when it comes to billionaires not spending money, but in fairness, I kind of don't see the utility of the G League bubble.
Yeah, I guess it's more for teams that are really using the G League as strict development.
But even then, like, it's like 12 games.
Yeah, 12 games is a little short. 12 games is a little short.
Like, I just don't know how much developing is going to happen. I don't know how much you're going to see. The other thing is, I think in this time of like a COVID test, as we've seen like the NFL being able to like suddenly take someone or even several players out of a lineup, and the NBA not doing a bubble, and again, the preseason starts in 4 days or whatever. I think those two-way players are going to be with the NBA clubs a lot more, and the new rules mean that they can always be around. Even, they just can't be in every game or active for every game.
I think they get, if they're not in the bubble, I believe, the reported bubble, they get 50 active games.
Yeah, so I mean that's 50 out of 72 is a lot, and they can always be with the team. They just can't be active all the time. So my guess, and I think I'm not the only one to think or say this, I think those two ways are going to be with the NBA clubs like pretty much all the time. So you're already taking the best 60 players that would play at least sometimes in the G League, would not be in this bubble. Now I've also seen reporting that some Exhibit 10 contracts aren't going to be guaranteeing $50,000 to players who get released after camp and then sign with the G League, which that's like another crop of like the best G League talent. Comes from those Exhibit 10 contracts. Like, that's how I think Rajon Tucker and Jalen Adams and probably Jamario Jones all ended up with the Herd last season. I know for sure Rajon, I think the other two as well. And those are the best players on the team. And usually that's how it goes. I just think there's a lot going against it and there's not much momentum for it.
Yeah, I just, it, especially considering, like you said, we haven't heard anything official or even rumblings of official, just like spotty reporting here and there.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it, which is unfortunate. I mean, obviously, I, as someone who covers the G League, I'd never have really thought I'd get to cover games in Oshkosh in 2021. But I had hoped there would be some sort of a season. I mean, I know some of the players have really hoped that
you still
too.
You still might be able to in 2021.
I suppose, yeah, if things go really well. Optimistic Rohan.
I'm trying here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But, yeah, no news, probably not good news on this front. But on another front, hopefully it is. That's a transition. we got to talk Giannis, man.
Yes.
We haven't done a lot of this just because, as we mentioned, there hasn't been a lot to talk about. So Giannis, now at camp, was in Greece for a long time, so that was the line, at least from me. It was, he's still in Greece. He's not going to sign it in Greece. Don't worry. Came back from Greece, chilled for a few days, put out a bunch of advertisements and a bunch of social media posts, didn't sign it. Now back with the Bucks and in training camp, as we've seen. Still reported that we have no news. Assumingly he hasn't signed it. He has until, I believe, December 21st.
Yes.
Or 22nd? 21st?
21st.
To sign it. After that, he couldn't sign the Supermax deal until the end of the regular season. That would be a very long time for Bucks fans and for the Bucks themselves if he doesn't. First, before we get into analyzing anything or whatever, just how are you feeling about all this, Rohan?
It's starting to transition to anxiousness.
Yeah.
It's just the waiting game is honestly killing me. Like this period of him being able to sign it, but not signing it, but still has time to sign it. Like, I want it to end. I want something definitive. Obviously I want him to sign the freaking extension, but if he doesn't, just can we sim into the 22nd? Like,
exactly.
This is pain.
No, I'm with you. I want to know. At this point, I want the Band-Aid written off. The word I've been using is nervy. I'm very nervy about it now. I mean, like, I'm out of, like, plausible? I'm losing it here. I'm out of plausible explanations.
I'm sick. Like, I don't want to hear, oh, he's going to sign it on his birthday. Oh, he's going to sign it before they start playing the game. Oh, there's going to be an elaborate plan. Like, come on.
I just want some sort of news. What's weird is we haven't even gotten, like, anything from, you know, Woj, Sham,
Stein. There's been no coverage, like, nationally about him not signing it yet.
I think, like, Stein tweeted cryptically in Central Time that it was Giannis's birthday. And that
he still hasn't signed. At midnight.
And that's not really even reporting. That's just an obvious observation.
He didn't even say that it's... he hasn't signed it yet. He just said it's his birthday. I believe.
It was. Happy belated, Giannis. Please sign.
Yeah, happy belated, Giannis. 26 years young, which is insane.
Yeah, it is. It truly, truly
two-time
is.
MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, four-time All-Star, three-time All-NBA. Is this true? I'm just naming this.
It sounds true. I'm almost positive. It's wild he only made it All-NBA once before his first MVP, but it's possible.
That sounds right, but
three or four All-NBA, yeah. But I'm with you. I want the Band-Aid ripped off. I want to hear something from Giannis.
Get just something. We haven't heard anything.
It's been like
weird,
cryptic posts, almost like poking fun at it. Which
four-time All-NBA?
Oh, I was gonna say. I thought he made twice before he won the first one. One for tie, notch one for tie. But no, I want an update, and I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for Giannis media availability, even if he hasn't made up his mind yet. Like, just say that. Like, just say something. And I will say, not just to, like, indulge us. We obviously want to know. But it's bigger than that. Like, make it so, like, all the other Bucks and the coaching staff can stop fielding these questions. Because, like, what are they supposed to say? Like, I think Chris Middleton has been very well spoken about, like, obviously you guys know which way I want him to go. I told him, though, I'll love him no matter what. And then, of course, Chris and Pat bought him 26 pens.
Yep.
To sign the Supermax with, I assume.
Who knows? He might use the pens for something else.
Signing more brand deals with random Greek companies and releasing videos with Bucks in them.
That was amazing. That was a very aesthetically pleasing video of him just in the woods, just like building something.
He's carrying wood around. I mean, the basketball court he built makes absolutely no sense.
No.
Because there's a floor right behind. So if like you overshoot the hoop at all, your ball's just in this treehouse now.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But it's like, that gets back to it. We get these videos, and then just every Bucks fan is like, "Oh my God, he's building something sustainable with a buck in the background." What does that mean?
Literally my tweet.
Yeah,
I was like, yep. He built something great mm-hmm. related to basketball, and a buck was there.
Yep, that is what I'm referring to.
I am running out of like conspiracy theory gas. Like I can only do so much of this.
Yeah, I want it to end. Because this is just suffering. Because I know the pain of if he doesn't sign it is going to be worse than this feeling. But this feeling is just, it's just unnerving, like you were saying.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Just
and you know
some
the worst part,
little bit of news.
The worst
anything,
part is
just he hasn't even talked to the media.
He has not spoken at all. He has not waited on this at all. I think the worst part, though, for
me... Doesn't he have to have a media availability?
He will at some point. He absolutely will. There was no media today. I would assume today is... We're recording this Tuesday night. I would assume Wednesday or Thursday. At some point, he's going to
There's
have
no
an availability.
There's no way he plays a game without a media availability. Right?
I mean, I think that game day would probably then be like, for sure when he would have to?
Because they play on Saturday.
Yeah, so the Zoom aspect, I think, is changing things a lot, too. Because now it's like there's even more team control over who talks to who.
I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like usually, like, reporters who are there, if they're at, like, practice or shoot around, like, usually you can kind of, like, just grab a guy or go up and find a time to ask him some questions. Now it's just like they're just – from what I'm not on the Zooms, actually. Bucks, please send us press credentials.
Yeah, come on.
Seriously.
Let us in there.
Come on, Eric Andre meme. Let me in. but from what I've seen and heard from a lot of reporters on all sorts of teams is like they're like a list goes out like the day of. Sometimes not even a full list. Like it'll just be one at a time. Like I see tweets like, oh, apparently it's Bobby Portis day, and it's like, well, that's great. I mean, I'd love to hear from Bobby Portis. I'd like to hear from Giannis a little bit more.
You know, yeah. I mean,
sorry, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to hear from Bobby Portis, but...
His quotes on like being proud of being a bench guy were awesome. Shout
no,
out
they
to Bobby
were.
Portis.
They were amazing. You know, this is a little side note. I had forgotten about this. He said in college, I believe, that this just sort of resurfaced
oh,
or came across
the top. This is amazing.
Yeah,
yeah this
that
is amazing.
He, to psych himself up for games, that he imagines that his teammates like punched his mom in the face.
No, I think it's the other team.
Sorry, the opposing team punched his mom in the face, so he gets all angry.
I love Bobby Portis.
I mean, like, shout out to Bobby Portis and his mom, because that seems like that's a really good relationship, if that's the case. But
it does.
It's just, that's wild. This is going to be fun.
It is. I hope so. What I was going to say earlier, what's going to suck, like, if the option is to not sign... We're kind of going to be stuck in the same indecisiveness, like not knowing for the whole season, because I really don't think he's going to come out and say, like, I'm leaving, right?
No.
Like, he's not going to do that. So, like, our worst case scenario is more months of this. So I think we just have to find ways to cope.
Well, if 2020's taught us anything, we should learn how to cope with things.
It's very true, and at least we'll have some basketball to distract us. But I do think like the questions are going to be. I don't think Giannis is going to have a lot of fun in media availabilities this season if it's unsigned.
Like
but,
he at the beginning of last year, he said that.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't like talking about his contract ever.
No, it just. But that's going to be the lingering question. Like here, Giannis, if you're listening, I know you are. This is my appeal. You got to say something. Otherwise, this is, like Ty said, this is just going to continue for months and months. So just get it out of the way. Help our sanity. Help your sanity.
Are you ready for the optimist? My optimistic point of view on this right now.
I'm ready.
When did I become an optimist?
We both are today, apparently.
I don't think we're good at it, but we're trying.
It flares in and out.
Yeah. Like you said, 2020 is all about coping. Optimistic point of view. Let's say he hasn't signed it yet or spoken to anybody about it publicly because he's legitimately undecided, which I think Bucks fans, if you're listening, or whoever's listening, if you're not a Bucks fan, take a step back and think about where we were at mentally when the postseason ended. I don't think we really expected him to sign it, right? At least not, we didn't see it as a foregone conclusion, that's for sure, after the embarrassment in the bubble to the Miami Heat. I think both of us were like, we might have to start planning a new pod name, etc. Like, it was bad. That stuff all still happened. We're just more removed from it, and we're excited about Jrue Holiday, and we're going to talk about Jrue in a little bit in the offseason. Sure, it was good moves. It was also like an embarrassing scandal that maybe or maybe not was the Bucks' fault. Kind of TBD on that.
Yeah, but they didn't get the guy. When are we going to get results on that?
I think that just is what it is now. I don't think we're getting many satisfying conclusions at the moment. But
just constantly getting teased.
Yeah. Just going to leave that alone. But Giannis is Guy Bogdan, very much not a Buck, now in Atlanta. So, like, the last several Bucks news cycles. Stop. The last several Bucks news cycles, though, like, not good. Not good. Most of the major Bucks news of the past several months, outside of Jrue Holiday. And,
which is
like,
a very big good.
It is. And reports that Giannis would stay are, like, very bad. Like, very, very bad. Let's say he's undecided. Like,
yeah, maybe he's waiting. This crossed my mind, so I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to see how training camp is with his new roster.
Yes. And that's what I was going to say, is it's very good news that this isn't a James Harden situation.
Oh my God.
We're not going to get derailed yet. We'll get derailed later with that. That's a whole thing. So much good content. But it's not that. Giannis is he's not reporting. Like, he's at camp. He's playing with the fellas. He's posted himself in Bucks gear today.
Yeah.
He looks good. The jumper looks good. The turnaround jumper that we love to see looks good. I think that's the best case that could be made by anyone to get him to stay. Because, like, Giannis loves so many of his teammates. I think he's really going to love Jrue Holiday. I think he's going to see that this is the best squad the Bucks have had. Maybe with the exception of the Brogdon year, it's hard to say, but at least better than they were.
Yeah.
They're better than they were. Yeah. They have their best third guy they've had in Giannis' time in Milwaukee. I think that is like the best way to convince him. Like, I think, like, you know, John Horst or ownership or whoever can say whatever they want. I don't know if that's going to do it. I mean, the fans, I'm sure he cares about it, but I don't know if that's going to be the ultimate decision maker. I think, like, the team and the squad is going to be it. And, like, they've been positive. Like, they've joked about it. They haven't made a big deal out of it. There's been, like, no reported or stated resentment. The guys, from what we've seen, look good. Like, I think that's, like, what you'd probably have to hope for convincing him to stay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see if I can make a difference in my head between just, like, preseason optimism and, like, actual logic.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
It is really tough, and I think a lot of the people around the Bucks, ourselves included, are struggling with that right now. And of course, like, Giannis is debating whether he commits 5 years of his life. You know?
Five more, yeah. Six total.
Six total, yeah. So five more years. That's a big decision. That is a big boy decision. I think, was it Lori Nichol of the Journal Sentinel had a piece about how Giannis has given us so much. We owe it to Giannis to take his time with this decision.
Yeah, and she's right. And that's the thing. I want to make clear when I said before we need to hear from him.
That's just for our own sanity.
We don't need to hear a decision.
No.
If he's still thinking about it, that's fine. We just need to hear something. And
I
think,
like,
that's
a decision,
not unreasonable.
But, like, that's on you, Giannis.
We'd like that. But that's not unreasonable. Like, you can't just keep making poor Chris Middleton, who's, like, perpetually now the meme of him looking confused when Giannis gets up after the podium game and leaves him. Like, that's been Chris in every media availability for, like, the past week. Because people are like, what's going on? Chris is doing the big shrug. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I got him some pens. I'm doing my best.
I can't even tell if that's just a bit. I mean, I'm sure they actually got the pens.
I'm sad we haven't seen footage of the pens. I want to see what kind of pens.
That, again, if that's what we're missing with the lack of access.
Exactly. That we'd have somebody on the pens. If they got him like the cheap, like, you know, kind of see-through gray pens, he's out of
here.
Or
if they got him like 26 Mont Blancs or something.
They better be nice.
Yeah. They'd be some nice pens. Get ones with like fancy cases and stuff.
I hope so.
And Chris, you can afford it.
Chris certainly can.
Pat can too.
That's a good point. Pat can afford. Pat probably has a lot of nice pens to ink those real estate deals.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Pat, don't destroy Milwaukee, please.
Oh man. Okay. I want to talk more about camp, but first let's talk about how 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and blissfully it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Fortunately, Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to good old ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job. This makes Indeed the only job site that moves as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore total visits. So it's clear Indeed can help get you the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. And right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost their job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. And just as the NBA is getting back into action, football is already back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Just head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. And don't forget to use the GOAT promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. In the theme of BetOnline, Rohan.
Okay.
If you had to bet right now, is Giannis signing, yes or no? No spreads, straight up. What are you putting your house on? Assume you have a house.
No.
I'm saying yes.
Good. I needed something.
I'm still saying yes. I think
here's the thing. I think he signs, but I wouldn't bet on it.
I'm betting.
Okay. You know what? You're confident. Reckless. I like that.
I'm getting reckless on it. I'm betting. I think it's the allure of the fellas. It's going to get to him.
I don't know if I can't remember which Pelicans place wrote this. I think it was their SB Nation page. They wrote it like a feature, like an ode to the holidays. I don't know if you read that or not.
I actually did not.
It had quotes from like Drew and Lauren and stuff. It was
I saw it, but I didn't read it all.
It was very well done, and it's just like basically saying like take care of the Milwaukee because they're really incredible. So yeah. I think the holidays alone couldn't really. I'm very excited for the holidays. Like they seem like genuinely amazing people.
Yeah, they do. The Bucks just shared a new clip 12 minutes ago from camp of Giannis.
Yeah, we got shooters.
And having a great time. Look at him running around in there. This is why I'm betting yes. He's having a great time,
Rohan. He's having a great time.
He's loving it. I love how it's just Giannis shooting in this clip.
Mm-hmm. You see those red freak twos?
I did. Those are clear. Yeah. Do you own any Freaks yet?
I own Freak ones. I own the OG colorway of the Freak ones.
Ooh, I need to get some. That's gonna be bad. I haven't gotten shoes in a while. I need a new pair soon. I think I'm gonna have to get some.
Yeah, I got them purely because I was like, I need a Giannis signature shoe in my life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely fair. Okay, we haven't seen much from camp. We just saw that clip we talked about. Giannis's shot has looked good in gyms for a while. It still looks good. It's good, but I'm more excited, and I think a lot of Twitter is more excited about the training camp battle sword clash emoji tweet with Drew guarding Giannis in the post. And first kind of standing him up and poking the ball out. And then I think Giannis at least shoots. I don't know if he hits or not. A fadeaway jumper.
It sounded like it went in.
I think it did go in. How excited. I know you just talked about being excited for the holidays. It's a whole new meaning now. How excited were you seeing that clip of Drew going to work?
It honestly made me very excited. Because what it's sort of, you get both sides of the coin there in this clip. You get Drew like being matched up against a two-time MVP who's like 6 inches taller than him.
Yes.
And then he wins the first round.
Yes.
Which is incredible because considering that Giannis is one of one and he is on the same team as Drew, he won't really have to do that. He'll just have to go up against easier opponents.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's say that. And then okay. Round two, Giannis is like, I'm 6 inches taller than you, man. I'm just going to shoot over you. And then he does it.
And he looks good doing it.
And he looks good doing it. He looks confident doing it.
Which is what you want to see in Giannis' jumper.
And then the coach just like slaps his sweaty butt.
I've already seen screenshots going around of that. That's gonna live online for an unfortunate amount of time. But... I completely agree, though. Great clip. I still agree with you. I think you said this in this pod. We said this in every pod. People are still overlooking the Drew edition. It's so good. And
extremely overlooked.
If there's going to be a training camp or even a full season and postseason that convinces Giannis to stay, like if this is, you know, the 4th-and-24 Hail Mary, I'm really glad we got Drew for this push.
For sure. There's not really, out of available options, this was the best you could do.
Yeah. And there's already been some, if Giannis leaves, it's an overpay. Maybe it's an overpay anyway to get him. Listen.
You're shooting for Giannis staying. Anything else doesn't matter anyway.
Yes. Thank you. Truly, I could not care less about the immediate future without Giannis. I really couldn't.
It doesn't matter anyway.
If you plan, if you hedge your bets here, you already lost.
Yes.
And the Bucks would get rightfully killed if it came out that they could have had Drew Holiday and they didn't get him because they were worried they'd be without a pick in 2027 and if Giannis leaves, blah, blah, blah. If Giannis leaves, you're not winning a title anyway. Let's be honest. Maybe you get set back 2 more years.
Are you missing out on a DJ Wilson pick? Like, come on.
Exactly. Thon Maker, if you're top 10.
Rashad Vaughn, middle.
I'll trade 2 more years of a rebuild for X percent chance better of keeping Giannis. And this helps. This helps that. So, no question. Give me Drew Holiday.
Especially considering Drew has been like, yeah, I'll resign here, essentially.
It's so nice. As someone who... born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to see an athlete the caliber of Drew Holiday, like before even playing here, before getting the bag, but without, like a lot of guys will like kind of show up and they're like happy-ish, then they get the bag, then they're like, I love Milwaukee. Drew like wasn't even here yet, and he was super excited about being here. Like that, it's like just take. I know there's a lot going on in the world at large and with the Bucks that's stressful, but just like please, I urge you if you haven't. Take a second to enjoy that, because that's like, that never happened before. That was not a thing that happened with the Bucks. Like, people got here, and it was like they were freaking going to jail. Like, J.J. Redick got here, and he's like, this stinks. Monta Ellis got here and got a little bag, and he was gone. Like, guys were not
having fun.
Jared
Dudley was like, oh, man, I got traded to Milwaukee.
Klay Thompson said he thanked God every day he didn't end up here. I mean, granted, he ended up on the Warriors instead. It makes sense, but...
Yeah, that can be interpreted different ways.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant, but he's just Klay. But still, other guys, I think, were certainly saying, thank God it didn't end up there for the other reason. It's really cool. And it's still, like, I still am making myself take a minute to be like, guys on the Jrue Holiday level really like being on the Bucks, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, he's probably going to be an All-Star this year.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, the East is good, but I think absolutely.
And, you know, just like, it's nice, you know? It's a good feeling.
This is nice. It is.
God, I hate this power struggle.
Power struggle?
Not power struggle, but in the sense, like, this dichotomy between, like, being worried about Giannis and, like, trying to enjoy this team.
I know. We're going to have to, I think we should just get ready to put it behind. I think we, the broad we, and you and I specifically, Rohan, just get ready to fight. Like, you got to find ways to enjoy it. And this is something I said last year, because there was all the talk. Is he going to sign it or not after the year? Is it playoffs? Whatever. And we still have some headaches. I mean, we still have to hope and pray a lot that, you know, Pat Connaughton isn't playing 25 minutes in crunch time of big games, but 25 minutes of crunch time is a lot. Isn't playing 25 minutes in big playoff games. That's a harrowing game.
A lot in 5 minutes. He's all five players on the court.
But that's really how the last year has felt for Bucks fans. But my point is, you got to find some time to enjoy what's going on, because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, realistically, yeah.
We still get to watch Giannis this year no matter what. We get to watch him with Jrue Holiday. This is going to be – the Bucks are going to have the best five-man groups I think we've ever seen. It's
like,
going to be good.
Giannis could not sign the extension and then, like, say he's not signing extension. They could still win the freaking title.
Yeah, and then he could sign.
Yeah, who knows?
Exactly. Who knows? So, try to enjoy things, folks.
Look on the bright side of things. I know that's a lot to ask for. But
it's tough, and we get it. This is...
I'm clearly struggling with this.
I was going to say, people have said that the pod is like their Bucks therapy. It's that for us, too. Like, yep. We are literally getting ourselves through it at the same time we urge you to get through it. Like, this is not preaching. This is like we're
this
there
This is us
in
talking
the cold.
Through it.
Yeah, we're like, we're just trying to get through the cold winter, too.
Yeah. It's yeah, we're gonna try our best to enjoy it this season. Cause like mm-hmm. again, and once the season starts, you're not waiting on anything.
Yeah.
So after that point, it's just let's see what the season is.
That's all we can do.
Yep. Do we have any more training camp videos?
We don't have videos. I don't think we have a disappearance. We probably should at least touch on.
We do.
Have we seen
oh,
Brooke Lopez
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think we've seen him.
I haven't heard anything about this. I don't think he's been seen at all. I know there's a few people, one in particular, I don't have the ad offhand, so I'm sorry, but who is like asking the Bucks every day, where is Brooke Lopez? They're not saying anything. So like the Warriors have two guys right now who aren't with the team, James Wiseman and Draymond Green. And I think Steve Kerr said, I can't say anything. I'm not allowed to say anything. They're not here. Take that as you will. I think the Warriors also announced that two players were like in COVID protocols.
Yeah. See, okay. Like, yeah, you can take that as you will. This is just a little side note. That's really poor from Steve Kerr.
Is it?
It is. Cause it's sort of like, you don't know if people want that out there or anything. And that's essentially telling people.
It is, but like, look at what we're doing right now with Brooke Lopez.
Yeah.
I think people are going to come to the conclusion. And we don't know. And I don't think
Again,
the Bucks
like,
put
yeah,
out anything.
We don't know anything yeah. about the Bucks, though.
Yeah. Would they have had to put out something if someone has tested positive?
They would have had to shut down the practice facility or something. And
so
they
maybe
clearly
it's not
haven't.
That. Yeah. Or maybe he tested positive before he showed up.
Exactly. Like, we don't know. In the
yeah,
Warriors case, that was already announced that they had two positive cases, and Steve Kerr's talking like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little taken aback by that.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird line, right? Because on the one hand, like HIPAA, but mm-hmm. on the other hand, like every other injury gets announced and shared with the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. I mean, I get it. It's like a privacy issue.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get that. And listen, I'm not like carrying pitchforks to the NBA HQ to get them to divulge more medical info. Like, totally fine. Like, let people have some privacy. It is just, it's just kind of funny that there's a line drawn there. But like, you know, if like we've heard so many bizarre and embarrassing injuries get leaked and announced, and
yeah, like
I
OJ Mayo fell down the stairs.
Yeah, and wasn't somebody like driving with a pizza or something? And they
what?
I don't know.
OJ Mayo didn't fall down the stairs.
Yeah, we know. somebody, like, there was a scooter. Didn't somebody get hurt on a scooter?
Was it Miles Plumlee?
Was that Miles? No, didn't Monta Ellis have a weird one?
I don't remember. I just remember Miles Plumlee riding a unicycle.
Yeah, I asked Mason. I don't think Mason does unicycles.
Does he? No.
I don't think he does. He was with the herd for a little while. Now I can't remember. Good guy.
Marshall.
Yeah, excuse me, Marshall. Whoops. Wow. See, I'm always the person who catches people on that, and I finally succumb to the Plumlee curse.
Yeah, there's too many of them. Just Zellies and Plumlees.
Imagine if like a fourth one just popped up in the league.
There probably is somewhere. Like a long-lost Plumlee.
Mark. It has to be an M name. Yeah, Mark Plumlee. But back to Brooke Lopez. Yeah, we don't know. I shouldn't have speculated. We have no idea.
No, that's fair. It's also like it could be anything. You know, like we haven't seen Brooke Lopez. We haven't seen, who have we not seen? I was going to say Wes Matthews, and I was like, yeah, he's in LA.
I think some of the camp guys, I don't know.
Yeah,
think
like
we
haven't
yet.
Seen anything from like Nick Stauskas, EJ Montgomery, even though I could not recognize EJ Montgomery if I tried.
Same. I don't think we've seen Jalen Adams yet.
I don't believe so. We've seen Diakite.
Yeah, we have seen Diakite exist, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about him.
I've heard there's a chance he's better than DJ Wilson.
Is okay, okay. So I wasn't so far off on my take like
you
two
weren't.
Episodes ago.
You weren't. I think that was in the Eurogroup Discord. Somebody who ended up watching a lot of where I forget where he went to school. Yeah,
Virginia.
Virginia. That yeah, that's right. Apparently he's good. So we'll see. I haven't watched him at all yet, to be quite honest with you, but I'm excited to. But yeah, we don't know where those guys are. I think. Not the worst bet to assume it's something related, even if they haven't tested positive, like
it's
some close contact
something.
Or something.
Yeah,
just because like
it's
injuries usually, yeah, injuries usually like we would have heard something. I feel like,
yeah, yeah, like, I think it's probably COVID protocols because I think you have to. I believe in that 150 page handbook that was sent out to the leagues, which I want to read that.
Really,
I honestly do. Because I want to see how that's being put together.
You know
together.
What? We're going to get you a copy.
Okay, we're going to try.
And then you're going to do a solo pod that's 6 hours long where you break it down. And I'm not going to listen. Just to let you know, I'm not going to tune into it.
I would do that, and you know it.
All right, we'll make it happen.
Okay, but I think the protocol is that you have to be in your home market for 2 weeks quarantine and register seven consecutive negative tests to be able
to. Is that
to,
if you test positive or if you're in close contact?
I think it's just in general.
Oh, wow.
So there might be some late arrivals and maybe you have a positive and then you have to, your thing is extended for another day and then every subsequent is another extra day. So I think there's going to be some variations in timings of players arriving.
It's wild they didn't give them more time before, like, stuff really starts.
Yeah, well, because they started the season, like, 2 weeks after the last one ended.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, geez, man. Like, these players who are, like, slow to be able, for whatever reason. Again, we don't know. We have no certain idea. But for whatever reason, like, Brooke Lopez is not going to have a lot of time to get himself up to speed before it's, like, a whole season. Like, we might see some Bobby Portis at the five starting.
It might be a rough start to the season.
Although, I don't know if it'll look that rough for the Bucks because I think, like, pretty sure most teams are going through similar stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's going to be similar to the start of the bubble, which is not promising for Bucks fans. But
no, it's not.
The good thing is that this is an actual regular season and you don't just go like, how many bubble games was it? Like six, eight? I can't
eight.
Even remember.
Eight bubble games.
Yeah.
Eight bubble games.
The seeding games. That's what they were called.
Yeah. The seeding
that
games.
That feels like forever ago. But also 2020 yesterday.
2020 has had like 10 segments.
Yeah.
And each one is its own year.
Yep. Oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? Oh yeah, it's going to be weird at front. It's up front. It's not going to look great in terms of basketball. But the good thing is you're not jumping straight into the playoffs. You still have a 72 game regular season. So
yeah, I think the playoffs are in May.
That sounds right.
I believe that's when they start. So yeah, a lot of time. So definitely don't expect the Bucks to pedal to the metal. They certainly shouldn't, and they shouldn't have to. We might see some Tanasis at center. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I'm down. The Jokic killer.
Yeah.
Stopper,
whatever. I'm just down for them trying things.
I love when they try things.
Because, like, the Nasus at center would just be incredible.
Maybe that's how you get Giannis to sign. 30 minutes a game to Nasus.
What if the Nasus extends before Giannis?
Oh, no. I don't think he can. I don't think his deal is long enough. It's not long enough. Thank goodness.
Can you not do an extension on a two-year deal?
I think it has to be 3 years. Let me check the CBA FAQ. I think it has to be 3 years to extend. The extension rules are really stupid. I don't know why.
Yeah, and it's only you can do 150% of your final year's salary, I believe. That's the max you can go. And if he's on like a minimum deal, that's like $3 million.
Except if it's like Rose Rule or designated veteran.
Yes.
He can't be extended.
Does not apply.
We're safe. No, it doesn't. Tanasis cannot be extended. We're good.
Oh, it has to be 3 years.
So Pat will be able to be extended.
Oh, my God.
brother.
I don't know why that thought popped in my head, but it would be hilarious.
Oh. Who's the funniest actual... Has anyone left who could be extended? I don't think so. I don't think anyone's been around long enough consecutively. And Chris is too early still.
Wait, anyone left who can extend? No. I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think they
DJ?
Have. Oh, no. You know, you're right.
I think it's only DJ.
I do believe DJ Wilson is extension. Could you imagine, like, Bucks extension report? Yeah. Imagine if the Bucks just tweeted a press release and it was just like,
we've signed a player to an extension and it's freaking DJ Wilson.
We have agreed to a extension with F/C. We drafted a few years back. Bucks and DJ Wilson agree on 3 years, $6 million extension.
Like, that's an overpay.
I don't make me break down a theoretical DJ Wilson extension.
I think it's only DJ who's been on the team for 3 years, which is wild, honestly.
Yeah, I think Eric Name shared the pretty wild stat. I think only 50% of the Bucks minutes from last year are returning. So like 50% of the minutes from last season are played by guys no longer with the team.
Dang.
That's an adjustment. I want to.
Oh, two sidestep. Starters. So like that's
yeah it makes sense. George Hill as well. Mm-hmm. Robin.
He didn't play.
Yeah, I know. I want to take a step back away from this convo. Let's laugh at the Rockets for a second.
Let's do it. This is amazing.
We need this to cheer up.
Oh, my goodness. On my Twitter timeline, I think it was Josh Eberle who quote tweeted it. Shouts to Josh.
Is this the million shots?
No, it wasn't even that. Oh, okay. It was a Photoshop of Harden onto Jordan's face with a like him shaking hands with like Scottie Pippen as a promo for The Last Dance, but it's captioned The Lap Dance.
So, if you're unaware, first congratulations. You're about to learn of like the most fun. At least for Bucks fans. I mean, for Rockets fans, it's agonizing, and I am sorry, but not that much.
Are we? Rockets fans haven't been exactly nice to Bucks fans.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sorry. So James Harden once out after shuffling stars again. So John Wall is in. Harden apparently not actually that excited about that. First, I believe he was in Atlanta for Lil Baby's birthday party.
Yes, he was.
At shall we say, gentleman's club?
Let's just call it an establishment.
An establishment. Yeah. An adult establishment.
Yep.
And then he was at Miami. I don't know if there's a reason for this one, aside from...
Oh, I didn't hear about the Miami one.
I believe he was also in Miami. I think he was in California, excuse me.
Okay.
I think at Dre's, is it pronounced? D-R-A-I-S?
Oh, like yeah. Apostrophe? I think so. Yeah.
He was also there. So, like,
That was in Vegas.
Oh, that was Vegas. Yeah. Excuse me. It's... Okay, everyone can tell I'm lame now. The cat's out of the bag. I didn't know where that was. I think I actually did, and I forgot. Whatever. Regardless. So, literally, basically... I mean, not literally, because Vegas isn't a coast, but damn near going coast-to-coast partying. Conveniently, like, flying right over Houston.
Also,
in the
just
process.
Like... massive crowds, no mask in the middle of a pandemic.
That part stinks. Come on. People wear masks. Come on.
Like, come on. Do you want this to end or no?
Seriously. Seriously. If you're sick of this, we are too. Wear a mask. Stay inside. But, yeah, so James Harden just partying all the while, like, the Rockets have reported for camp, and like people are like, is James here? And they're like, we don't know where James is. And then little baby's like, I know where James is.
All of social media knows where James is.
Like random people in clubs are like, oh, hey.
It's James Harden.
How's it going?
Oh, no. And no, I think initially when I think the first Rockets practice was on Sunday and he wasn't there. They said that wasn't there because of COVID protocol stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, which
is
not
true at all. Like, well, probably
not,
have
not
to
false.
After this. Yeah,
yeah.
It's from the lack of following protocols. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they say that, which is just a flat out lie.
Yes.
And then they're asked about it again, and poor Steven Silas.
I know. Is just 20 like, years as an yep. assistant for this.
And then he's just like, okay, where's James? It's like, man, I don't know.
Like, I haven't checked Instagram
in
hours. Could be anywhere.
I don't know where James is, man. He'll show up when he shows up, okay?
Did you hear what PJ Tucker said when they asked him?
Oh, all-time quote. So go for it.
I'm here to talk about PJ Tucker. I was just, like, you know what? Good for you, PJ Tucker.
Yep, he's getting traded.
Oh, for sure. For sure. The look on his face. I think it was Tim McMahon or somebody just shared, like, I thought it was a video and it just wasn't loading. It was just a screenshot of, like, just, he just looked disgusted. And I was like, I get it.
Yeah. Like, who would want to be there?
It could be worse, Bucks fans.
Yeah. This is what, like, let's say any worst case Giannis scenario is better than this.
Yeah. But we should, not to be a party pooper. He has now reported.
Yeah, and has to go through protocols.
Yeah, he just took his COVID test. It's good.
You
luck,
might need
James.
To get tested for more than COVID.
I made that joke in person. I didn't know if I was going to do it on the pod. Good for you. Luckily for James, only the COVID one would keep him out of NBA action, at least for long. Oh, thank you, James Harden.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If they trade him, where do you think he's going to go?
Like, his dream is Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Usually when a player wants to be traded to a team, they usually go to that team.
Yeah, they do. Although
but
now
it's
now
never
I guess
been
he's,
this messy.
I think now he's kind of adding more teams is what it sounds like.
Yeah, he said the Sixers and other contenders.
Yeah.
Which, Milwaukee?
I think...
Maybe that's why Brook Lopez isn't here.
Oh, my God. You know, I realized it would be an upgrade if you trade anybody, basically. I don't even think I need to say basically anybody but Giannis for Harden. I would rather see Drew, Chris Middleton, and Giannis
same,
than
same.
Harden and
yep.
Giannis, for
yep.
sure.
One, not just because, as a Bucks fan, we do not like James Harden.
No.
Which, okay, we have to say, James Harden is the MVP.
Yeah, perennial first-team All-NBA, you know, several-time MVP runner-up to better players, also mm-hmm. won a couple.
He's won one, not a couple.
Oh, I'm sorry, one. Mm. I thought he won two. Oh, wow. I guess no
one
wonder
time
he's always
MVP.
So, no wonder he's always so grouchy. Yeah, he's really good. He's not coming. He's clearly not coming. The Rockets want a young centerpiece.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I was qualifying this. I was saying he's very, very good, but I don't want him.
Yeah, it would be a great move if the Bucks somehow pulled it off, and I wouldn't like it.
That's called fandom. It would be an incredible trade if the Bucks somehow, with this roster and lack of any draft equity, somehow trade for James Harden. Like, that's incredible. Like, give John Horst every Executive of the Year award going forward. Which, again, that's not going to happen. Sorry, John Horst. But
we wouldn't like it.
We wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it.
You know what it would feel like? You know the comp?
What?
When they unceremoniously and shadily sacked Larry Drew and brought in Jason Kidd, who at the time, at least, was perceived as like an up-and-coming coach. Even then, and I was younger then, I didn't really know anything. I feel like I wasn't hardened at the NBA world yet. And I guess I'm still not like terribly bitter, but it starts to set in over time. That might just be life. But even then, I was like...
This is therapy.
Yeah, totally. save a lot of money by doing it this way. But even then, with the kid thing, I was like, this is dirty. Like, this isn't how you want it done. I mean, Larry Drew was at the Jabari press conference, and then he was just gone. And that's, like, you assume Chris has to be, like, the centerpiece. Like, trading Chris before this year for Harden, I'd be like, you know, I totally get it. I just don't love it.
No, I wouldn't like it. I also wouldn't want really James Harden on my favorite team.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy rooting for the guy very much. Yeah.
No, not like, really. Great player. He's great making player. It very hard to root for him right now.
He sure is. He sure is.
Yeah, he's going to... Oh, my goodness. Just, like, what are you doing, James? What on earth are you doing?
He's doing what he wants, as he's always been enabled to do. By that team. Yep. I will say, here's a stretch, but I'm going to make it anyway. And I want to get to
choose your fighter.
But I have two things. One, another reason I'm glad that based on what we've seen, it seems like the Bucks knew that Giannis really wanted Bogdan, and they wanted him too, but they prioritized getting Jrue Holiday. Like, good. As much as I love Giannis, as much as I want the strongest case possible for Giannis, like what Houston has become, kowtowing to James Harden at every single turn is what you don't want to do. Because, and listen, they almost won. It almost worked out. They didn't win. And now, like, they're in an irredeemable hole of suck without any draft picks and, like, with worse players every single year, swapping CP3 for Russ for Wall, which were all reportedly, like, things Harden wanted done. Like, at some point,
you need to draw the line. Progressively worse as you go down.
And I know, right? But at some point, you need to draw the line and say, like, listen, we want your input. We want you to have a lot of say. We can't just do every single thing you want if it's going to put us in a terrible position. So, like, you want Tanasis as the 15th guy? Sure. Truly, does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. The 15th guy.
What do you mean? He's there for talent.
Yeah. But it's like the 15th guy is not that important. And we went and tried to get Bogdan, and it didn't work out. But, like, giving up on Jrue Holiday to get Bogdan is, like, just an unquestionably bad move talent-wise. And I'm glad they didn't do it. I'm glad.
Same. No, that's good. It's a balance.
You got to man up as an orc. And sorry, let me not be, against a certain gender. You got to – I don't have a good expression. Pony up. Not really. You got to draw the line, I guess. I think you said draw the line. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. You got to balance it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah. Oh, second thought. Sneaky Harden team.
Oh, okay.
Toronto.
For what?
Siakam, Norm Powell, and 2-3 draft picks. They have all their firsts. Siakam, young-ish cornerstone. I don't know how much the Rockets
what
care about.
What team is going to be there then?
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Lowry, Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Aaron Baines, and Harden. It's a good team still.
You're starting Lowry, Van Vliet, and Harden?
Yeah, Harden guards fours. I don't think that's a problem at all.
Sure, he guards fours because he just stands in the post.
Exactly.
Okay, but... Sure.
I think it's good. I actually think it's good.
Okay,
I think
now that I'm thinking about it, like, that'd be a good return for Houston.
Yeah,
I think.
they get their quote-unquote... I think all they really want is, like, to put this behind them and say they have a cornerstone.
Yeah.
And this is
like an actual good one.
Yeah, I don't think they want to bottom out because that costs Tillman more money.
Oh, it definitely does.
So you get, like, they have Christian Wood, they have John Wall, which we'll see. You get Siakam.
That's so weird.
You're going to win some games.
They have John Wall?
They have DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Wall-Cousins reunion.
I know, finally. Like, 25 years in NBA time too late, but yeah, finally.
Yeah,
but anyway.
And it's in Houston.
So weird.
It's so weird. But I don't think that's been floated around out there at all.
I put it out there today and I said, listen, the Raptors had a lot of success the last time they snagged an unhappy superstar on a team in Texas.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot
they
San
have a track
Antonio's
record.
In Texas.
Yeah, I know, right? It doesn't feel like
it feels like it's
reason.
In Missouri.
Ooh. Oh, the Spurs fan online is going to be heated at you for that one.
I like Missouri. My sister lives in St. Louis.
I totally forgot St. Louis was in Missouri.
Yeah, same.
All right, we're not good at geography. Let's do Choose Your Fighter.
Okay. So, I was getting really worked up. Like, you know, the holidays are coming. Like, you know, holiday season. Okay. Yep. Drew and Lauren are coming.
Holiday season.
Yeah. So, what do you think of, at least when I think of the holiday season, what I think of is you get your, it's dark outside because, you know, it gets dark. Shout out Chill Withers after breakfast nowadays. And you're just, it's dark outside. It's, you know, like the Midwest, it's like snowing outside. You got your fun lamps on and you're just like cozy on a couch and blankets, like watching like a Christmas movie or something, right? Can you imagine that vibe?
Oh, yeah.
So, what are you drinking? Are you drinking, let's keep it like this. Are you drinking a hot chocolate? Are you drinking a hot coffee? Or are you drinking a cold drink?
Oh, wow. So the third one is coffee tea.
We'll say coffee or tea.
Okay. I was going to say, wow, the third one is just like a wild card powerhouse if it's anything cold. Okay, so hot chocolate, hot coffee, or like a cold version of a coffee or tea.
Yeah.
Is hot tea not off the table or is it included
in
the other
ones? No, hot
tea
is with hot coffee.
Okay, so hot coffee tea, cold coffee tea, and hot chocolate. I guess chocolate milk can be the other side of.
Yeah, sure. I feel like hot chocolate needed to be its own category, though.
Yeah, it totally does. It totally does. That's a good one. You know, I always feel like I say I want hot chocolate, then I never drink it. So, I think I'm going to say hot coffee, hot tea, just because. And I will drink coffee later-ish sometimes.
Okay, we'll say also, I should have mentioned this, it's like mid-afternoon.
Oh, okay, so that helps a lot. Definitely hot coffee, hot tea. I just think, like, when it's cold out, and especially if it's snowing or, like, windy, and you've been outside, you get home, even if you're getting home from somewhere, it's just so, like, calming and soothing to drink a warm beverage.
Yes.
And hot chocolate, for me lately, it hasn't really been doing it. It doesn't hit the same as, like, a coffee or even some sort of a tea, like a nice peach tea or something like that, a sleepy time, an herbal tea. It's just like, it's so relaxing.
Yeah, it is. You hit it right on the head when you said like hot chocolate is what you want, but it's not usually what you end up drinking. Cause
it just sounds good, but I don't know if
it sounds good.
Is.
Like I bought some hot chocolate and I've barely touched it.
It's truly the Bogdan Bogdanovich of the warm drink world. It sounds great. And you do a little more digging and you're like, wait, 14, 3, and 3? Who cares? Hot chocolate.
Ty, what are you doing?
I'm just getting my propaganda out there.
I can't say anything. I've been doing this the last couple months. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to agree with you on this one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
A hot coffee. I'm not a hot tea person. I'm not a tea person. Really?
Not at all, really.
No, I'll drink like an iced tea if it has like a lot of sugar.
Have you had an Arnold Palmer?
Oh, of course.
Those are good.
Those are
really
so
good. That doesn't necessarily mean the alcoholic one, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So just like the iced tea and lemonade, it's just fire. Yeah. I don't know who it's one of those things where like.
I think it was Arnold Palmer.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose that would make sense, eh? I was going to say it's one of those things where you're just like, how did someone ever figure this out?
Yeah. For or me, at least, like, kid, at least I think, I don't know if he like was the one who came up with it.
Or like he just loved them.
He just loved it. I think it was that.
When I was a kid, it really messed me up that somebody figured out how milk works. Like a cow. You know what I mean? I mean like, like some caveman someday just saw a cow and he was like,
wait,
let's see what's going on. I had so many questions. I never got a good answer.
Okay, I think this is the answer I've come to, is that they saw baby cows drinking it and turn into big cows.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's a point.
I think a lot of our best innovations in history have come on the behalf of weirdos.
I feel like the first one might be true, knowing the human race. But like,
yeah.
I want to believe it's the one I said.
Me too. I don't, but I want to. I got to give a shout out. My man Brandon, who probably will listen to this like 3 days late, he came up to me. He's like, I love the new last segment. However, is it ever going to be basketball? I was like, no.
No.
I don't think you understand Rohan and I's process. So appreciate the constructive criticism. But like, this is our unwind time. We don't always have a James Harden thing to laugh about.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah, we have to connect outside of basketball.
Exactly. We're real Wisconsinites.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, not everyone listening to this podcast is just strictly likes basketball. You know? Like,
I think most probably. Oh, I mean, they like more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're multifaceted.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. But yeah, so this is not the choose your fight is not going to be about basketball. Sorry, Brandon.
Maybe once in a great long while, but not often.
Yeah, well, we get to choose.
Yeah, we get to, exactly. It could be anything. I'm up next week. I haven't thought about it at all yet. I will. I'm going to come up with a good
one.
You got
a week.
Exactly. But we will be. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow night as this airs for Locker Room.
Yeah.
Download Locker Room, Apple users.
Yeah, it's. It's available on, as you said, only Apple devices. We're going to be going live at, what did we say we're going to do?
8 Central?
8 Central, yeah.
8 Central. We have a Bucks room. We're taking mailbag questions. We're going to start off with a quick segment talking about whatever we've learned since then, which hopefully is something.
Otherwise, the
Bucks are just going to, like, tease out, like, who even knows, like what their commemorative coin is going to look like from this season or something. I don't know. They tease out
commemorative coin.
I don't know if they're doing a commemorative. I hope so.
Do people still do that?
I think like if you win a title, I've learned from like crawling around on like clearance pages of the NBA team stores because I'm broke. They make commemorative everything.
Huh.
So I guess when the Bucks win a title in the near future, I'm gonna have to get a commemorative coin now.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we could. Yeah. Maybe when the Bucks win a title, we'll be. They'll give us rings, you know.
Ooh, yeah, and we'll be like the Drake of the Bucks.
Oh, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Someone,
let's make some mixtapes.
Someone related to the Bucks has to be listening to this right now.
They probably cut it off by now.
Make it happen. No, they're true listeners.
That's true. We love our true listeners.
We do.
Yeah, Locker Room. Yeah. Locker Room Thursday at 8 Central. So probably tomorrow or today as you're hearing this, come download the app. It's free.
10th.
Yes, the 10th. But yeah, come hang out with us. It's just our names or our locker room thing, so you'll find us. And yeah, just open the app around 8 Central. You'll see the room and come ask us Buck stuff. We can't wait to talk to you folks.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time to, you know, interact and stuff. We're really excited to try this out.
We are. So
I guess. So but yeah. Yeah, but I guess that's it for this episode, right?
Can you believe we went 5 and counting and just like
we had zero news.
Two clips that were like 40 seconds each.
If that doesn't make you subscribe, I don't know what will, listeners.
You gotta subscribe.
And if you want to go above and beyond, leave a rating, you know. But you know what? If you just subscribe, that'd be great too. On your podcast platform of choice, of course. Make sure you're telling your family and friends about the show. You like this little segue?
Yeah,
make sure you're checking out all the great content that being put out across the entire Blue Wire Podcast Network. Once again, we'll be live 8 o'clock Central, December 10th on Locker Room. Come check us out. Again, make sure you're all wearing your masks, staying safe out there. Please do. And we will talk to you next time.
Introducing Guinness Nitro Cold Brew Coffee Beer. Blending the smooth, creamy nitro taste of Guinness with hints of coffee, chocolate, and caramel. Guinness Nitro Cold Brew Coffee Beer, your new favorite part of the day. Look for it where Guinness is sold. Must be 21 and over to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. Diageo Beer Company, New York, New York.